So you don't think from back one leg, I think about World War II, from World War II to now, you don't think that things have gotten better overall for black people in this country? Like, what was it like in World War II for black people that is better? You know what I'm saying? Like, what, you know, back in World War II, what was different about black people and our lives and our culture that's different?
Well, I tell you, but well, let's go to the soldier point of view. Soldier point of view is better because they don't have to live on one side of the field and the white live on the other side of the field. They're equal. They're more equal now than they did during World War II. You understand what I'm saying? During World War II, we couldn't ride the buses. We had to sit in the back during that era, and our son was over there dying. We had to sit in the back. Then we're not, we can ride any place we want to ride. There's a train that black people used to ride in the back car. And then they had a terrible train wreck. And a lot of white people got killed, and nobody in the back car died. So now, so they changed that and put the black people up front in the park of the back. That's happened, that's true. That's when I was a child, okay?
That's funny.
And we can go in the toilets. We want to go to in the toilets, in the bathrooms, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got some people like you. You getting good jobs, but you got to work hard for it. You got to work harder than any white woman to get an office job. And you may have a building where you have a floor of girls working in an office. So you got 20 white girls working there, and you may have one or two blacks. That's not fair. But it's company policy. You always got to be a token black. Why it's got to be a token black? Well, you got a firm, and you can find five white women can do the job, and five black women can do the same job. Why don't you take five blacks or five whites? White always have to be more, they got to be more, because you do have the brain to do this shit with. And a lot of things happening now is the computer. Our babies are running computer now, which is very good. So I'm trying to wait and see what's going to happen with them when they grow up, when they get out of college with all this computer knowledge. See if they're going to get a job. See?
Oh, yeah.
That's
the thing that separates us now. Because if you don't have access to it,
right,
you can't learn it.
Right, right.
That's
so what I feel like the government should make sure everybody got kids, got a computer in the house.
Right, so they all can learn it.
Right. I think that's what they should do. You know what I mean? Like, I think they got some at the library down here that they go.
You can go to the library and learn how to
use it. But it's a lot of kids to go to the library. You know what I mean? Like, they should select. They giving us a little money every month, so every year, the $500-something they give them. All right, throw them in a computer.
They're cheap now. They're only $700.
Yeah. Everybody got a child in the house. Give them a computer. Because the parents don't know how to work it. But the teacher will tell them what to do when they get home. You understand? And what I'm working for right now is, waiting for now is, I'm watching this computer area. Now, like when Larry get out, I'm going to see what kind of job is going to be there for these black kids. Now, let me tell you about Larry. Larry's up there in his college, and four kids is left already because they said it's boring. Let me explain something to you. What these people's got to tell their kids going to college. You're not going to college to party. See, that's what Scotty did. Party. You don't go to school to party. You ask your kid before he goes to college, say, listen, you're going to school to learn, not to party. And if you don't think you want to do that, then don't waste my time. Now, like I told Marsha, don't send Larry upstate to school. Put him in a college where he can come home at night. I told her that. I said, see how you do the first year. I said, then, he's learning. This is the first year of college. He needed to be where he'd come home at night. And then the next year, he be learn how to, you know, be in the environment of college. But she said, no, I'm gonna send him up there. Listen, it's very boring. It is so boring up there.
Yeah, but I think Larry's different.
Nothing
Larry's,
to do.
Larry's glad to be there. He's just glad to be away from home.
Oh, now that's why he there. But it's some of his friends done quit.
Yeah, well, that's because...
But Larry glad to be away from his mom, right?
Right.
But you know, I hope he don't get into trouble.
No, I don't...
But listen to me. He could have been away from his mother. He could have went to college closer and been away from his mother. She don't have to come home at night. He could have stayed there. But you know what I mean? Right. It's boring. You see, listen. If he would have gotten to college, listen, closer, and spend the night there.
Right,
and on weekends, he could got himself a girlfriend. And another thing, Marcia got to cut that bullshit. He has to have a girlfriend.
Well,
she got to stop that shit about his girlfriend.
Well, you know, the thing is, he wanted to make sure he was far enough away that she couldn't get up there easily.
Oh.
That's the reason why he went that
far. That's the story.
Because I had told him that he should try to come to my school where I'm going.
Right.
Because it's close enough where it's much closer than where he's at now. He can get home. And it's a good school, and it had his major that he was interested in.
Yeah.
And I was telling him about it, and he was interested, but he told me, he said he did not want to be very close. He didn't want to be close enough that Marcia could get there.
Okay, now I tell you another thing, what he really needs to do, you need to tell him about this. Larry's in the age where he needs a woman. Larry needs to get himself a girlfriend and be quiet about it. Let him visit him.
See, but that's what I don't understand. Why can't Larry have a girlfriend and Jennifer can have a boyfriend? What kind of sense does that make?
Jennifer don't need a motherfucking boyfriend.
I know. Well, that's the thing I don't understand.
Because he could get paid for it. You understand?